With SRM News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a lot of money. The Biden administration asking Congress for nearly $100 billion, that in emergency disaster aid following the recent hurricanes. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a letter to the Speaker of the House, the president said additional resources are critical to continue to support communities hit hard by hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters. The largest share of the money, about $40 billion, would go to the main disaster relief fund at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The fund helps with debris removal, repairing public infrastructure, and providing financial assistance to survivors. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal prosecutors say two men put financial profit over human life when they attempted to smuggle a couple of Indian folks and their two small children across the U.S.-Canadian border during heavy snow. All four members of that family froze to death. Also, at SRNnews.com, could be a very crowded holiday period coming up next week. AAA says 80 million Americans likely to travel over the long Thanksgiving weekend, and spokeswoman Aya Diaz says it's not really a weekend anymore.
We've always been told Wednesday is the worst day to travel before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday's the busiest day to come back. But what we've noticed over the past few years is that people have changed how they travel and when they leave. And now more people are leaving on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of schools are closed on Wednesday, so families with kids are taking off on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And then instead of coming back on Sunday, they're coming back on Monday.
Authorities in North Carolina say two people have been injured in a house explosion and fire. Authorities in the Charlotte suburb of Weddington found severe damage to part of the home. Two people have been hospitalized. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans today are smoking weed.
It's nowhere near a majority, but it's about twice as many as before states began legalizing the drug. The latest from the Gallup organization finds 15% of adults admit they use marijuana regularly. It was just 7% a decade ago. Men smoke more than women, young people more than older folks, and twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Experts, including clergymen, have warned that legalization will lead to more drug use. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats grappling with how to handle transgender politics and policy following a devastating loss to President Trump and the GOP. Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts says there are just a number of issues where we are out of touch. AP VoteCast says more than half of voters believe support for transgenderism in government and society has gone too far. This is SRN News. Hey, have you priced a new car lately? Well, there's sticker shock, and then there's real sticker shock.
Americans paid a whopping $47,612 on average for a new car in October, according to data from Edmunds. That's a jump of almost $10,000 from October 2019, ahead of the pandemic. That means the new car prices have risen much faster than most goods and services. But much of the reason Americans are paying nearly $50,000 for cars is that automakers decided to go all in on expensive cars. The cheaper cars remaining are generally from foreign brands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. government's automobile safety ratings will get a major update beginning with the 2026 model year. At that time, regulators will add new driver assistance technologies and tests for protecting pedestrians. Wall Street today, the Dow was off 55 points. NASDAQ, though, gained 111 points. More details at SRNnews.com.